Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, after the hour, thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having Dr. Craig Roach on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Craig and I have met before. As I said earlier, he and I, our books sort of converged at a celebration in New York a month or so ago. When he and I both of our new books won an award, an Axiom Business Book Award, and both won gold medals at that event. And thank God, I'm so thankful. His book is in another category. I'm sure mine would have been relegated to a lower rung if that. Craig, folks, is a long time one of the country's top experts on the electricity industry. He advises a number of different companies. He's the founder of Boston Pacific Company, which is a consulting and investment service in Washington, D.C. The author of his new book is called Simply Electrifying, and it's outstanding, folks. As I say, it's an award winner. He's our new friend on the show, Dr. Craig Roach. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you here, Craig, and congratulations again. You and I congratulated each other a month or so ago, but at that point in time, I had just met you, and I was not familiar with your book. But boy, howdy, this book is such a fascinating tour of the history of modern electricity. I'm going to call it modern electricity, because electricity has been around, you know, for billions of years in the natural form, but modern meaning when we learned how to harness it. And that's basically what the way you focus the book, isn't it?
That's right. It's really meant to be the story of how we got where we are right now with our nation, most of the developed world, depending on electricity for both our lifestyles and our livelihoods. So it's really meant, as you say, to be a tour of how we developed this modern electricity system.
Right. And so most people know the story about Ben Franklin. Is there anything, and the kite and the key and all that, that was a pretty courageous thing for him to do, because he kind of knew what he was in for, didn't he?
He did. I mean, if we go back to that time, and even today, lightning is a fearsome thing. And for him to plan an experiment that's sort of toyed with electricity is an amazing thing. But he knew that if he was able to show that lightning was best understood as an electrical phenomenon, that people would take notice, and that if they understood it, that this fearsome force could actually be defended against, controlled with something as simple as his lightning rod. So he knew what he was doing. I think the thing that I found to be so interesting when I researched this book was that, as you say, everyone knows Benjamin Franklin. He's one of our favorite founding fathers, and we know what he did for America. One of the major things is he negotiated an alliance with the French that brought the troops and the ships and the supplies we needed to win at Yorktown and then win the Revolutionary War. It always intrigued me to say, well, how did the French know him? Why did they trust him? And the answer is that at the time he was a world-renowned scientist, and his field of study was electricity. And as you point out, that he's most famous about his kite experiment.
No question about it. Of course, his inventions, his ideas are legendary. I mean, he was one of the huge brains. He's one of the people. He's one of the founders. Craig, that I've called them aliens. You know, I've said that they were, you know, they were from a more advanced race than they came down off from some other galaxy or some other constellation and landed here and spent some time with us. They're amazing minds, that genius cluster. That's what they call it, a genius cluster. So let's move forward and talk about. It's been said that Franklin took a lightning and turned it into the science of electricity, and from that, more and more people were able to think of it differently after that. And of course, we know about. Mr. Edison and all the other guys and Tesla. You want to give us a quick tour of that story?
Sure. I think you're right about the cluster of genius and I think Franklin, it shows us the value of having someone that smart and that able to be a celebrity to drive science forward, and that's true today too. The story as we continue is we're coming into the late 1800s and we figured out the science of electricity, and now we have to figure out how to structure the industry. And there's something called the battle of the currents, the first battle of the currents. And in one corner we have Thomas Edison, who is still one of America's most prolific inventors. And his view of the electricity business at that time, how it should look, was really constrained by his fear of high voltage electricity. He just thought it wouldn't be safe. And because you can't transport electricity at low voltages very far, if Edison had his way, we would have an electricity business that is structured with a power plant about every mile. We would have local power.
Very, very centralized, decentralized power production and distribution, right? It'd be all over the place.
Exactly. That's exactly the way.
That's the direct current model, right?
Exactly. That's direct current, and because those power plants were small, the power coming out of them would be expensive.
Right.
Competing against him was the other titan of the electricity business, and that was George Westinghouse. He too is a famous inventor. We know him primarily because of his inventions in railroad stations.
Right.
But we had by his side this really brilliant but quirky Serbian scientist, Nikola Tesla, the person Tesla. Westinghouse and Tesla said, look, we can have high voltage electricity. We can make it safe. They wrote a lot of public articles about how to make it safe. And so you mentioned that Edison had direct current. Their system is called alternating current system.
Pardon me, Craig. They use the alternating current system, folks. And in the war of currents, they won because AC is what you have right now in your home. And we're going to talk more about this and the future of electricity with Dr. Craig Roach after this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.